This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's plenty yet to come in the political story of the past week or so. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and the George Washington Bridge traffic snafus, of course. The initial explanation for those jams was that it was all part of a traffic study. And in fact, at this very moment, you may well be in the middle of a traffic jam yourself. You may even unknowingly be in the middle of an actual traffic study. Somebody with a clipboard making a note of the achingly slow pace at which you pass by. If which, sorry to rub it in. Marketplace's Dan Weinberg has this study of the traffic study.
Traffic studies are kind of like the song Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison.
Do you remember when we used to sing?
I have a theory that at any given moment, this song is on the radio somewhere in America. The same is true of traffic studies, says Stephen Schrock.
There are studies that are going on constantly.
Schrock teaches civil engineering at the University of Kansas. There's a variety of reasons for doing them, and they vary greatly in cost. They can be as small as one person walking in a ditch along a rural road, measuring skid marks to determine the safety of curves.
And then the cost really just simply would be labor.
Or they can be massive studies involving cameras and devices that count cars. One thing studies have in common is that the main goal is to collect data.
Some people will refer to traffic studies as merely an observation of the way pedestrians, cyclists, and vehicles are interacting with the built environment.
David Hurwitz teaches civil engineering at Oregon State. As for the lane closure that occurred in New Jersey, it wasn't part of a traffic study. Those types of lane closures are very rare.
You typically would not reduce the capacity of a system, though. It's a, you know, this is a public good that we're trying to promote. We wouldn't want to increase travel times.
Data from traffic studies shows that the number of drivers and the length they are driving are both increasing. Meanwhile, the funding for transportation infrastructure has not kept up.
So then we're sort of stuck with what we have now, which is go out and try to study it and figure out, with what limited funding we have, what can we do?
Which, says Schrock, makes traffic studies even more important.
If you only get one opportunity to make an improvement, you want to maximize your chances that it's going to do the most good.
I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.